This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line on this rainy, windy, but warm Tuesday morning. I'm Kevin Keith. Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, one of our fine sponsors. We're your shield and your shelter. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, makers of Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products. Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Joining me in the studio is our very own Melissa Miller. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry that you walked in on me singing Alabama. I wasn't expecting you.
Well, I wasn't expecting to hear you sing Alabama. I mean, come on. You're normally the hard rock person.
So. I know, but I like me some Alabama. For sure.
Not a problem.
So we have you in here because we're going to be talking to you for the next three mornings. You're going to be at Clinton Prairie High School tomorrow starting at 6:30, and you and Kid Hartman will kind of be kicking things back and forth. And
yes, we will. We'll be joining the Clinton Prairie FFA for their supporters breakfast. They do this annually. In fact, all three of our local Clinton County chapters do this as a thank you to all the supporters that they have in the community.
So I've got to ask a stupid question because it's been years since I was in FFA. Is this open to supporters only? Is that what they're primarily doing?
It's pretty much open to their general area. Okay. Business owners, anybody that supports FFA is welcome to come in.
Okay.
All the media is welcome to come in as well. It's just a thank you
for
everything that the community does for the kids and for the chapter.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you usually stick around. We do 1 hour remotes, but usually stick around a little later as well.
Yeah, I'm usually there from beginning to end. I get mm-hmm. there early, and if they need help setting up, I help set up. I'm kind of taste tests when I get the opportunity.
Sure.
And then we also stick around for some of the activities that they do because this is actually National FFA Week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're doing activities all week long.
Oh, okay.
And just an example, Clint Central posted theirs on their Instagram page. Mm-hmm. It is social media era, so
sure.
All three chapters have social media. And yesterday was FFA T-shirt day. Today is hat day, and they have a dodgeball tournament, which
fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun to watch. And that actually usually incorporates other chapters as well.
Oh,
so, you know, it's kind of a camaraderie for the other chapters to come in and bragging rights
yeah.
for whoever wins. Wednesday's Farmer's Day. Thursday is Rodeo Day. And then Friday they wear official dress all day.
Oh, wow.
Which, if anybody wants to know, official dress is actually dress pants or skirt for the girls, mm-hmm. and then white shirt and tie or scarf, or in their blue corduroy jackets.
So. Gotta have that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm hoping the girls remember comfy shoes because they're in school all day.
Right,
otherwise,
right.
The heels have a tendency to
they get a little quick, right?
Well, they cause blisters pretty bad before it's over with. And then Friday night, Friday morning, of course, they have their supporters breakfast, and we'll be out there as well. So that's just an example. All three schools are doing stuff like this all mm-hmm. week. I know Rossville has a tractor drive.
Oh, that is cool.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool to walk, you know, get there and you see all these vehicles. I believe their tractor drive, I think, is on Friday. But it's cool to go by and see everything, you know, parked full of tractors or trucks.
You know, we did the same thing at my little bitty high school in southern Indiana. And if you live close enough within a couple miles or something, you drive your tractor to school on the FFA during FFA week.
As long as the weather is good.
Yeah.
I have at Clinton Central, I have on occasion seen semi-tractors sitting out in the parking lot before because some of the kids live on big enough farms that they have
they're hauling
semis
it, right?
And if they're 18 years old, they can drive that semi-tractor, and they can park it out in the BF, the ag kids park in what I call BFE of the parking lot. That whole back row of the parking at Clinton Central was always designated ag kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where my kids park their trucks and everything.
Right.
So,
got
but
that
yeah.
extra long walk if you're driving a tractor to school, right?
Oh, yeah. Just
that's
a
all
little.
Right, though. Well, Melissa, thank you for everything you do. We know that you have six other jobs, and you've got to get to one right now. So we appreciate you coming in.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. So Melissa and Ken, starting tomorrow, 6:30 a.m., Clinton Prairie High School during Ken's morning show, and then Thursday at Rossville High School at 7 a.m., and Clinton Central High School on Friday also at 7 a.m. So that should be a lot of fun. We appreciate that. Well, one thing that's going on in the community right now, and you may have heard a little bit about it on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, but you're going to be hearing a lot more about it over the next couple months, are these series of community conversations that it's a drug conversation, frankly, put together by the Center Township Trustee of Clinton County, Kevin Evans, and the United Way for Clinton County, and Carolina Booth is helping out as well. So those two are trying to partner together. And what they've done is they come up with a series of community conversations over the next couple months, all leading up to Overdose Awareness Day coming up in August. And I think that's August 25th, but do not hold me to that. If you remember, we did a live remote broadcast, the first ever last year on WILO, and it was highly successful. And just very moving if you were down there. We had the prayer circle and several speakers and survivors and people in recovery and everything else. We interviewed them all here on WILO. And what they're going to be doing is it's just a community conversation. It's free, open to the public. You're invited to attend. It's good. All these will be at 4 p.m. upstairs at the Frankfort Library in that beautiful area they have up there. Now, the very first one is coming up on February 26th. That's next Monday, I believe. And they'll be talking law enforcement and judicial branch. March 19th, education and the impact of drugs on our schools. April 18th, intervention services. May 23rd, a panel of political leaders. June 27th, community programs. And July 25th, Center Township, United Way. It's the United Against Opiate Abuse Project and Drug/Alcohol Coalition presentation. So kind of a wrap up there. These conversations will lead up to the release of the United Against Opiate Abuse Project data on July 25th at that meeting. The goal is to build a community collaboration related to prevention, deterrence, and education related to heroin, opiates, and other drug substances in our community. United Way and Center Township believe by focusing on the following areas and including you, that just come ask questions and ask questions of our local leaders and community groups, that maybe we could all build a consensus here on solving the problems that face our community. Just hoping that the conversations can lead to us coming together, making a positive impact. You know, two heads are better than one, right? Nobody claims to know it all. We've got the mayor, we've got the police chief going to conferences in other parts of the state trying to combat this and do what they can. And it truly takes the media. It takes people who care like Kevin Evans and Center Township Trustee and Carolina and the crew over United Way. It takes us all. I mean, just frankly, there's no two ways about it. So this is a big deal, and it's going to be a big deal, and we expect the library to be packed. So you need to make plans now. I'll go over those dates one more time for you. Again, it's 4 p.m. upstairs at the Frankfort Library. First one next Monday, February 26th. They'll be talking with law enforcement officials and the judicial branch. Don't quote me on this, but I believe Circuit Court Judge Brad Mueller and Superior Court Judge Justin Hunter may be going to be in on that one, along with prosecuting attorney Anthony Sommer, Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon, and maybe the Fire Chief John Kirby, maybe even some first responders and EMS Director Greg Miller. We had a chance to meet him. He's about a year into his service here in our community. So the law enforcement and judicial branch should be very interesting. You know, it all starts there, doesn't it? Law enforcement and judicial branch. So that's February 26th, then March 19th, talking about the education and the impact of drugs on our schools. April 18th is intervention services. May 23rd, a panel of political leaders. June 27th is community programs. And then July 25th, kind of the wrap-up with the Center Township and United Way, United Against Opiate Abuse Project and Drug/Alcohol Coalition presentation. So there you go, all right? 659-3338. Is the phone number to call. What about this weather? Holy cow. I was looking at the forecast before I left to go home last night, about quarter after five or so, and I always cut weather forecasts for our sister station, Shine 99, and I went in there to record those, and I saw that the overnight low last night was 60, and the daytime high today is 70, and I don't think I had realized that. I was kind of busy yesterday and didn't really take a look at the weather forecast. I thought, wow, that was nice. So this morning, I was sleeping away, and about 5 o'clock, I got a ding-ding on my phone. It was a weather alert from WLFI I forgot to turn off. It woke me up, and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I came in super early this morning, and I was here about 6:30 or so, and gosh, it was so nice outside, just kind of breezy. It wasn't raining, you know, but we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms on and off. Might get some heavy rainfall this afternoon, and a high almost at 70, 68 degrees for the high. I think it's 65 now. Much colder tonight, rain showers, chance of thunderstorms, low 38. High tomorrow of only 42 with a chance of rain, maybe mixed with snow. Isn't that amazing? 68 today, 42 with snow potentially tomorrow from the WILO Skywatch weather forecast. So there you go on that. Coming up at 9 o'clock in the second portion of Party Line, we're going to be talking with Dr. Robin Burke. And he's going to be talking about, is a deadlier flu on the way? You have heard that this year's flu is hitting people hard, and maybe you've even experienced that, and that we've heard reports the vaccine not real effective. The real danger of the flu that we're experiencing goes beyond the impact on everyone who's catching it, according to Dr. Burke. The greater danger is a small mutation might lead to a reprise of a deadly Spanish flu pandemic. So we don't want to scare anyone, but we're going to talk with somebody who knows about how these viruses morph. Basically, and you know, you get something to take care of it, and it morphs into something else, and it doesn't work, and then you're trying this and you're trying that, and so we're going to talk to them and see exactly what we can maybe do about it, or what we're looking at here in the future. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. Something I'm terribly excited about, it I'm not going to lie. Let's see if I can pull this up. I didn't have my internet pulled up here in the Wilo studio before I went on. I was singing Alabama to Melissa, so I was a little distracted. But for ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, you can listen to Party Line now anytime you want, okay? What you do is go to Clinton County Daily News and go to On the Radio. That's one of the tabs at the top there, and just click on Party Line. And when you go there, you'll see Larry Glass and I, and our late leader, Vern Casper, our sponsors. And then if you scroll down just a hair, there's the Party Line for yesterday with Larry Glass and Ken Hartman. So we've got it cut up into two parts. We do an hour of Party Line here. The first part, obviously the first half hour. The second part is the second half hour. And instead of waiting for the replay at 5 o'clock, which we appreciate y'all listening to, we know you do because we hear back from you. And we also do the replay for the third shifters and late nighters at midnight. But you can listen to this at 2 in the afternoon, 10:30 in the morning, high noon, 6 o'clock tonight, whenever you want. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and we're going to keep a week's worth up there, okay? So we'll be posting that shortly after the program ends, and we've already got yesterday's program up there as well. So make sure you check that out. We've got a really good weather radar, too, if you haven't checked that out on the front page there in the upper left-hand corner. Just click on it. It's up to date and up to the minute. So you can kind of check that out and get some in-depth there on our flood watch, which does continue for Clinton County through tomorrow morning. Well, today in history, it is Tuesday, February 20th, the 51st day of the year. In 1792, President George Washington signed the Postal Service Act. In 1872, the Metropolitan Museum of Art opened in New York City. In 1895, abolitionist and educator Frederick Douglass died in Washington, D.C. In 1944, on this date, the Batman and Robin comic strip appeared in newspapers for the first time. In 1962, astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit Earth. 1999, famed movie critic Gene Siskel of Siskel and Ebert fame died at the age of 53. And in 2010, former Secretary of State Alexander Haig died at the age of 85. Do any of you out there watch PBS much? I've been checking out PBS a little more often lately, and every Monday night they have the Antique Roadshow, and I love the Antiques Roadshow. I've just always loved history and old things, and I saw a book on there. I love books. I love to read when I have time, and I collect books and old books at that, and I saw a book on there last night from 1602 that was in really good shape. It was some kind of poems or something, and I could watch Antiques Roadshow all day and all night. I just love it, and people in my house don't like it at all, so kind of got to go to another room sometimes, but I enjoy PBS and a lot of the programming they do on there. Well, some national stories right now. Starting this week, Arkansas public schools will have to post "In God We Trust" posters in classrooms and libraries. The legislature passed a law last year requiring all public buildings to display the motto if the posters are donated. State funds cannot be used to buy the displays, but several organizations have lined up to donate them to the schools. President Trump says Obama didn't do enough about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. On Twitter, Trump asked why former President Obama didn't do something about the interference. In December of 2016, the Obama administration hit Russia with sanctions over the election interference. The administration also expelled dozens of Russian diplomats at that time. South Korea and the U.S. are planning to hold a delayed joint military exercise. South Korea's defense minister says the announcement will come before April. The drill had been postponed because of the Winter Olympics being held in South Korea. The regular drills anger North Korea, who paint them as a pretext to invasion. I've also been watching some Olympics as well. I try to watch them as often as I can. And last night, I was pretty impressed with Lindsey Vonn. I didn't see how she did. I didn't stay up real late last night, but some of her heats in her runs, she was leading the competition, and she had just broke something or severely sprained something a couple weeks right before the Olympics started. And she looked pretty tough last night. I enjoy the Winter Olympics. Some of it gets a little dry. I'm not big on the figure skating. I know a bunch of males and females that both like the figure skating. I don't get into that a whole lot. I appreciate the talent. I like the going 62 miles an hour on skis down a hill for 2.5 miles. You know, that's pretty exciting to me. And I've seen a couple races that I've not seen in the last couple Olympics, probably just from missing them, but I tell you something, it's really exciting. I saw the run for the gold the other night. It was short track skiing, and it was on what looked like, I don't know, maybe an eighth of a mile or something. But they had like six people, and they was coming four wide coming out of the turns, and they find their lines and go in there, and they just go as fast as they can for about four or five laps. And, boy, it's just amazing to watch them. And they always talk about, you know, some guys who are favorites start out in the back of the pack so they could save themselves and make a move. And there was one guy from Canada, I believe, and he had kind of stayed back. And then, man, he put on a show there the last couple laps and just passed everybody. Then a couple South Koreans who were favored got ran into by somebody from Germany. So, let's see, Canada took the gold and the USA took the silver. Well, if there's something on your mind, 659-3338 is the phone number to call. There's definitely a lot going on in Frankfort, right? And in other communities. If you're in another community, maybe picking us up this morning, and there's something on your mind, 659-3338. 3338 is the phone number to call, or 800-447-4463. Our illustrious news director, Ken Hartman, has posted a story here and some photos that 800 North closed due to high water. And I was thinking about that yesterday on the way home. I thought, man, if it keeps raining like this for a day or two, we'll start having some major flooding. So please be aware when you're out and about, and don't drive through water. It's best just to turn around and not even give it a try. I had a chance several years back to take a severe weather spotter training course through the National Weather Service, and I learned something that was just unbelievable, and I had to look it up to make sure it was right. The number one death from natural disasters every year is from flooding. It's not from hurricanes, tornadoes, anything like that. It's flooding, and water and rain is the number one death of cause of death for natural disasters for Americans every single year. Nothing even comes close. Well, the Optimist oratorical contest for scholarships is set. This is quite a big deal in our area. Youth are invited to gain experience in public speaking and compete for college scholarships in this contest, and I think that's just a great idea. Anyone under the age of 18 as of October 1st of last year can enter. There is no minimum age. The topic is, where are my roots of optimism? The length of the speech needs to be 4 to 5 minutes. Now, there is first place boys and girls winners awarded $100 each, second place $50, third place $25, speakers advance to regional, then district, where they could be awarded a $2,500 college scholarship. So if in Clinton County, the oratorical contest, easy for me to say, right, started in 1928 and has become the longest running program for the Optimists. Call them at 765-659-2919 for an application form, rules, and any questions you may have for them. Again, that's 765-659-2919. Let's see here. We've also got the flood watch that we mentioned. The National Weather Service in Indianapolis has expanded the flood watch now for portions of all of central Indiana, and coming a little further north, which does include Clinton and Boone and Howard and Tipton. So a lot of us affected. If you check out the WILO weather radar at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, you can see why the Skywatch weather forecast is calling for rain on and off all day, some possible thunderstorms, which could produce heavy rainfall. So we're just kind of waiting to see what we're going to get, because again, tomorrow it doesn't look much better. It turns colder, and we've been joking all last week and this week that at least you don't have to shovel this, right? it's kind of inconvenient, but at least you don't have to shovel it. Well, you may have heard on ABC News at 8 o'clock that a new Lucky Charms marshmallow is getting in the mix. For the first time in 10 years, Lucky Charms is introducing a new permanent marshmallow, which is a magical unicorn. After an exhaustive survey, mostly of kids, the cereal makers decided that their box filled with hearts, stars, horseshoes, moons, rainbows, and balloons just wouldn't be complete without a magical unicorn. Earlier this month, General Mills announced that the Hourglass marshmallow would be retiring. I don't remember the Hourglass, but I sure like Lucky Charms, and especially when I was a kid, and still do. Also, KFC is causing a stir at more than half of its UK locations. That's in not UK Louisville, Kentucky, but United Kingdom, amid a chicken shortage. Can you believe that? In a Monday update, the finger-licking good fast food chain says about 300 of its British stores are now closed due to a ruffle in its delivery service. The famous American fried chicken restaurant claims it's experiencing teething problems and doesn't know when its delivery woes will be rectified. Delivery powerhouse DHL recently took over the delivery bid and blames chicken distributions on operational issues. Party Line, good morning.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
Hi there.
I have a comment on your antique roadshow.
Yes.
My question is, they say what the price is, and that's fine, mm-hmm. but I would like to know somebody that would come back and say, I didn't get paid for this much.
Yeah. Well, I like it when they say, hey, you know, I paid $100 for this at a flea market 10 years ago, and it's worth $8,000, you know, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's good. But I've just wondered, because if you if you can't get somebody to buy stuff, really, if they don't want to buy it.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, it's worth whatever somebody wants to pay for it, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I've seen some things that are just really old and cool looking, and mm-hmm. I think, my gosh, that's got to be worth, $25,000, $30,000, mm-hmm. and it's worth nothing. And then I see these things that are really ugly and not mm-hmm. real old, and they're worth, $150,000 or something.
Absolutely. Well, I just thought I'd just chime in with that.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, hon. Thank you. One thing I like is if you watch, they've done the Antique Roadshow for so long, sometimes they'll do a then and now, or a now and then, and they'll show an older episode, and they'll show what it was worth then, and then they'll show what it's worth now in today's, standards from 10, 15 years ago. And they'll show, it either goes up, goes down a little, or remains the same. But I enjoy Antiques Roadshow. But that lady's right. It's only worth what somebody's going to pay for it, right? That's for sure. This one, before we take a break, billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk is getting the green light to start digging the tunnel for his East Coast Hyperloop. I'm excited about this now. I've never been to the D.C. area, but I love the Hyperloop concept. The D.C. Department of Transportation last week gave Musk's Boring Company a preliminary permit to start digging the tunnel at an abandoned lot in the Northeast neighborhood. City officials told the Washington Post they're upbeat but noncommittal about the project. Musk said last summer he'd got what he called verbal government approval to build an underground Hyperloop connecting Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City. I think there were reports this morning on ABC that thing could cover what normally takes like 4 hours of driving in 29 minutes. So that is what progress looks like, I think. I like the underground Hyperloop. You got to put it somewhere, right? There's nowhere left to put it up top on terra firma, is there? Well, we want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Duett Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
We're the station with Party Line, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO, Frankfort, broadcasting worldwide at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.